9145.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of the Genesis radio stations. I am Al Cortland, but you know what? You've been listening for an hour. You already know that, hopefully. I am chatting right now with an old friend, Rick Rule. Rick came out with a press release last Wednesday. Very, very interesting release. Here's the headline. Sprott Incorporated announces letter of intent for the acquisition of Global Resource Investments Limited, Terra Resource Investment Management, and Resource Capital Investment Corps. The three last names are obviously Rick's companies. Global Resource Investments is, in my opinion, one of the best firms out there for folks who are interested in investing in microcap research companies, among other things. Rick is a graduate of the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC. He is an American. He went there because he specifically wanted to learn more about the resource industry. And over the last, 30 years, Rick has become very, very much an expert in that industry and has made an awful lot of money for a lot of people. Let's talk a little bit about the deal with Sprott, Rick.
Yes, sir. Where would you like me to start?
Well, you say that this has been in the works for a long time. What was your motive behind putting this together?
Well, my motive really is that I have used Eric Sprott, the leader of Sprott, as a person to benchmark my own career against for 20 years.
Yeah.
Eric was a wonderful pace horse for me. I'd chase him, and when I caught him, he wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
So I'd have to run harder.
Yeah.
I've admired Sprott and the Sprott organization for two decades. What Eric succeeded in doing was leveraging his own research and stock picking skills into an organization and an institution. And I think that utilizing his platform, I will be able to establish a very, very, very nice platform for me to work in the balance of my career. It's worthy to note, Al, that the combined entity will very likely be the largest focused microcap natural resource investor on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that gives us certain advantages relative to other broker-dealers and other money managers. Namely, we can leverage research expenditures over a very large asset base. So we can afford to spend more money learning about companies in the space than our competitors can. And I think because of the experience in organizations, our own as well as the Sprott organization, that we have a unique ability to analyze the data that we get from this research expenditure. The merger is all about making more money for our clients. And I think that this merger gives us really, really, really great synergies in terms of performing that primary goal. I noticed in your introduction of me, you mentioned that you thought that Global Resource Investments was, quote, one of the finest firms. I hope that as a consequence of this merger, you have the ability and the willingness a year from now to say, without a doubt, unassailably, the finest natural resource investment firm available for Americans today.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, I am not as familiar with Sprott as I should be. I do not know Eric. I have met his daughter on a couple of occasions. Very, very sharp young woman. John Embry, of course. I have had the privilege of socializing with John and his wife and also interviewing him on the radio many times. John is, in my opinion, one of the real champions of our business. And by that, I mean, he is... Sure, he's financially successful, but, you know, there are things in this world that are a lot more important than that. You know, one of them is intelligence, another one is integrity, and I have nothing but the highest respect for John, and I would assume Eric along those lines. And I don't know, Rick, I've known you for 10 or 12 years, and you're definitely cut from the same mold as those guys.
Well, I appreciate that. To be compared in their league is high praise. What attracts me to the Sprott organization is the quality of the people throughout the organization. The people, a generation younger than Eric and half a generation younger than I, mm-hmm. the Kevin Bambros and the Peter Grosskopfs,
sure.
Just truly wonderful people. And, you know, the financial services business is a people business.
Yes, it is.
At the end of the day, when our last person goes home, all we have left is desks and computers and phones.
Right.
And you don't make any money on them.
No, you don't. Of course not. No, you don't make any money on them. But more importantly, your customers don't make any money on the desks and the phones, et cetera. Right.
Right. And the human qualities in the Sprout organization start at the top and extend all the way through the organization. Importantly, it isn't just the 60-year-olds that are high-quality humans. I've spent a lot of time in the last 90 days interacting with the 30-year-olds,
mm-hmm.
and they are of equally high quality. The leverage, if you will, torque that we have in this business in terms of young people in both organizations who can be mentored by us old folks.
Yeah.
And who can participate in the largest focused microcap resource investor on the planet and the attendant research advantages, the torque that we're going to get out of these young people gaining experience and knowledge is going to be spectacular.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. You know, I have to say that over the years, and I've been in this silly business now for, take out the word silly, I've been in this business now for about 30 years, and, you know, I have seen firms that specialize in microcap resource stocks come and go, both in the United States and Canada. The longevity seems to be a little longer, I have to say, in Canada than it is down here, because I think that their level of acumen up there about the industry is significantly higher than many of the folks down here. Many of the folks in the United States are, you know, they're looking for the quick buck. They're riding, you know, they're riding trends, et cetera, et cetera. And that's no way to service clients. But, you know, combining your firm, which is the best in the United States, in my opinion, in this area, combining,
That's better.
Well, no, but it's true. I mean, you know, it is. It's, I know a lot of brokers around the country, a lot of brokers, you know, that work for other firms, and there are some individuals who I consider to be very, very sharp. Their insight is great. But again, by the same token, if we're talking firms, no, Global Resources, you know, is in my opinion, the best one because of your background. Anyway, enough of that. Let me just ask your opinion about something away from this, and that is, we're seeing a spike in the price of gold this week. Gold will probably, it hasn't eclipsed 1300 yet, but my guess is it may very well, if not this week, in the very near future. The upsurge in the price of gold certainly has got to have a beneficial effect on the joining, if you will, of your firm with Sprott.
I think that's right. The Sprott brand for some years has been synonymous with gold investing.
Sure.
From things like the Sprott Physical Gold Trust and the nascent Sprott Physical Silvers Trust all the way through Eric's hedge funds and managed products in gold. Eric has been a one-way believer in gold, and not just lately with the price hike. Mm-hmm. Eric was a one-way believer in gold starting in the year 2000.
Sure.
One of the attractions to us, one of the many attractions to us, in terms of doing a deal with Sprott, has been Eric's own ability to see the future of markets. I remember in the early 90s, Eric became a really committed oil and gas investor.
Sure.
I was saying, you know, I think the price of oil can clean up from $12 or $15 all the way up to $40 or $45. And Eric was saying, no, $100.
Yeah.
He was a voice in the wilderness then, and he was right. In the year 2000, with gold sub $300, Eric said, you know, this is a no-brainer. There's an inflection point here.
Yeah.
And the guy has been right on the big picture so many times. It's been very, very, very impressive.
Well, listen, you know, don't imply by that you're selling yourself short. You've been right so many times. It certainly is more impressive. Okay, for listeners' information, I'm going to twist Rick's arm a little bit, and we're going to see if we can get an analyst from the new organization on the show once every couple of weeks talking about companies, talking about issues. The reason I want to do that is I have to tell you, that way I will be providing a better product for you, because the best analysts, the best brokers in the world, in the industry that we're all involved in, i.e. the resource industry, are either associated with Sprott or Global Resource, and now the one organization. So that's going to be my payment, for lack of better terms, for doing the interview. Rick, thanks so much, buddy.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second segment of the second hour. Chatting with a new guest right now, Keith Schaefer. Keith is a very interesting individual. Keith has a newsletter entitled The Oil and Gas Investments Bulletin. He's been involved in the industry for a long, long time, and we're going to talk a little bit about oil and gas right now. Keith, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Al, happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, let's talk first a little bit about what Al Corlin needs to be aware of if he's considering investing in the oil and gas industry? When we were talking off the air, you were saying the technological advancements that have occurred are absolutely staggering. Talk about those first, would you?
Just as a quick background for everybody, that what all this new technological advancements has meant is that the oil and gas industry can now get oil and gas out of rock.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was always sand.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since the age of oil and gas began 125 years ago, all the deposits have come from very loose sand formations underground. And now the engineers and the geologists have figured out a way to get oil and gas out of rock. And the three technologies they've used to do this, the most important one probably is horizontal drilling.
Mm-hmm.
Now your audience can imagine a vertical well bore, and now they are able to put an elbow on that and move it out across horizontally.
Sure.
So, of course, there are many reservoirs that are more horizontally oriented than vertical,
mm-hmm.
and so this opens up a huge new amount of plays. And these plays have created huge wealth for oil and gas investors. The second one is called fracking.
Mm-hmm.
And what fracking is blowing a water-based compound down a well at huge pressure. It goes down the well, and then it gets blown out through the well bore into the surrounding rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it cracks up the rock to pieces for several meters around the well bore,
mm-hmm.
allowing the oil and gas that's trapped in the rock to flow into the well.
Okay.
So the combination of those two technologies now has opened up many, many new shale gas plays. Your audience has probably heard of the Barnett, the Haynesville up in New York. One of the high-profile ones now is called the Marcellus, and these are huge, thick, wide formations
mm-hmm.
with the potential to supply all of America's natural gas needs for decades.
Really?
Absolutely.
I find, you know, I was unaware of that. I was under the impression that we were fairly dependent down here on you guys. You know, up in Canada, I mean, there's a huge amount, isn't there, of natural gas exported from Canada to the United States?
Yes, but gas exports from Canada to the U.S. have been on a relatively steady decline for several years now.
Mm.
And I would expect that to accelerate. We're going to be exporting less gas because the Americans have discovered and brought on stream huge amounts of their own natural gas.
You know, when you talk about the what I'm understanding to be the increased supply of oil and gas in the United States, it strikes me that that would have to be an incubator for a lot of little exploration companies in that area. Am I correct?
Absolutely. You're seeing a huge number of juniors get created and go after usually small but sometimes big acreages of these new shale gas plays.
Now, are these companies trading primarily in the U.S.? Are they Canadian-based companies? You know, we're talking about an area that I'm embarrassed to say I know very little about.
Both the American and the Canadian explorationists have really perfected this technology really well, and the market is able to fund them. The market is throwing money at these guys right now,
mm-hmm.
trying to earn some fees.
Yeah, earn some fees to say the least. That's interesting. You know, the sector is obviously growing, and whenever you have growth like this in an economic sector, boy, the potential for investment the investment opportunity is huge, and the potential for profits, logic tells me, is also huge.
It's been a great place to be for the last few years.
Yeah, and it strikes me it's just going to get better and better. I mean, that's my opinion. What do you think?
You know, I just wrote a story on my website today saying the bullishness out there is getting scary.
Really?
Like, I woke up yesterday and three companies that I follow all announced $20 million financings. And an hour later, one of them upped it to $25 million. Like, everybody sees the oil price going higher. There are very few bears left. And that's starting to make me a little nervous. But
yeah.
You have to truly believe that, or look around and say, what could stop this? As long as the Asian industrialization story continues,
mm-hmm.
Greece is such a small little country. How much is their oil use going down going to impact the big picture? Almost none.
Yeah.
There really isn't that much out there other than a big hiccup in China or India that is going to stop this oil juggernaut.
I don't see that happening personally. I really don't. Something else that I see happening, and I want you folks listening out there to be aware, this is just my opinion, not necessarily shared by Keith, but something else is I am a bit of an inflationist. I think that one of the ways that the United States is going to solve the issue that we have here with this the huge federal government debt, you know, I think part of the solution is inflation, inflating our way out of it. I think that's going to happen, and that's definitely going to be good for the price of oil, I would think. You agree?
Yeah. The only place that will obviously impact demand is in the U.S., which is very, very real, as it is the largest individual user of oil. But now, really what that's going to do is if the other currencies appreciate, sure, like in Canada and any currency that's not pegged to the dollar, mm-hmm, the price of oil has actually been fairly constant because the currencies have absorbed the price, the increase in price.
Talking about investment opportunities in the oil and gas industry, okay, give me, if you would, a brief overview as to how a listener could become, you know, more educated in the industry and why you think they should perhaps look into that.
Well, as we talked about, in an era of inflation, you want to find a sector that's relatively immune to that and, mm-hmm, is going to provide good gains. And I think energy is going to be one of those sectors. But it's interesting because I think it's going to be very heavily oil-weighted and not natural gas-weighted. So I think that's one very important distinction your audience needs to make.
Why is that?
Well, natural gas, they have found so much of it that the supply, and it's very simple supply-demand economics.
Sure.
When the supply is really high, the price is low. And
right,
so very few companies are actually making any significant cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, these technologies have lowered costs, but at the current price level, around $5 or less per million cubic feet, or MCF, very few are making money.
Yeah.
So it's the oil is where all the money is being made in the energy sector right now. So that's, I definitely move your audience to say look towards oil. A couple of easy things to do is just to go on the web and Google industry magazines oil,
mm-hmm,
and sign up for the free daily or weekly emails that these trade mags send out, so you just start to learn about the lingo that gets used.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything else, Al, people have to work at it, right?
We're going to make it somewhat easier for them. We are going to put some information about Keith Schaefer on our homepage. Click on the banner that's got his picture on it, and I'm sure there will be a plethora of information that will come up. Keith, thanks so much for your time. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you've used the drug Reglan, or its generic form, metoclopramide, please listen carefully. Reglan has been shown to cause serious neurological side effects, consisting of involuntary movements of the face, limbs, and other body parts. If you or a loved one has suffered this condition, call the New York and New Jersey law firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-DRUG for a free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. If you've taken the contraceptive Yaz or Yasmin, please listen carefully. These drugs have been found to cause blood clots in the body and gallbladder disease. If you or a loved one has suffered these side effects, contact the New York and New Jersey firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG immediately for free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. Again, call Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-3784.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, chatting right now with my friend Ralyn Bailey. Ralyn is involved with one of my favorite companies, Nova Gold. I say they're one of my favorite companies because President Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse is a friend. Greg Johnson, one of the co-founders of Nova Gold of many, many years ago, is a good friend of mine. I've been following this company almost since its inception. Actually, Rick and his family were living down in the San Francisco area, down on the peninsula, when I first met him, and that was quite a while ago because he now makes his home in Vancouver, B.C. But, you know, an interesting thing has happened in the market, and this is, I think, very, very beneficial for a company like Nova Gold, and that is the price of gold is at an all-time high. This past week saw some incredible upward movement in the price of gold. I don't see that reversing. So what does that have to do with Nova Gold? Well, purely and simply, as Rick brought out in the video interview that we did with him a couple, 3 weeks ago, Nova Gold represents a great, great opportunity to take part in the gold market. And Ralyn's going to explain that to us. Ralyn, number one, thanks for taking some time. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so what are we talking about when we say that Nova Gold is, you know, is a way for investors to take part in the gold market without buying the physical metal itself?
Well, like Rick said the other day, if you buy the physical metal, you have to find somewhere to put it, and you have to find somewhere to secure it. So certainly the investment demand out there, part of that is actually buying gold coins and things like that. But the other investment demand is deciding whether you want to buy gold equity. So you could buy into the gold ETF, for instance, or you could buy a producer, or you could buy a company like Nova Gold that's a development stage company. And we think the reason that we offer more leverage to the gold market is because if you're buying the gold ETF, it's basically one-to-one. If the price of gold goes up, your ETF stock is going to go up by an equal amount. If you buy a producer, pretty much the same thing is true. If they trade purely on the price of gold, because the company's too big to be able to really move the stock based on company news unless they do a significant and probably fairly expensive acquisition. But for a company like NovaGold, we absolutely trade on the price of gold. So if gold goes up, we go up with it as well. So that's a catalyst for the stock price. But we can also move the stock based on company news. So if we have some exploration success and add to our resource base, that can move the stock price. If we achieve a milestone at one of our properties, and we'll have two significant milestones coming out in the second quarter or the middle of next year, that can be a significant catalyst for the stock price.
Sure.
So there's a number of different things that can move the stock. And because NovaGold in particular has such a large resource base, so we've got 17 million ounces of gold reserves, that's our share from our projects, and then nearly 12 million ounces of gold in other categories. So we've got a resource base that really is comparable to the mid-tier producers, but because we're development stage, we're still trading at a steep discount to those companies. So for every dollar that you put into NovaGold, you're getting much more leverage to the gold market because we're still trading with that price of gold, and you're buying this big resource base, but you're buying at a deep discount. So I think the last time I ran the numbers, for every dollar that you invest in NovaGold, you're getting about $16 of gold in the ground using 1,100-ounce gold versus companies like Barrick and the senior producers, you're getting maybe $6, $7 of gold in the ground. And for the gold ETF, it's basically a dollar of gold in the ground. So that's the leverage play, and that's why we think it's a pretty compelling time for people to look at NovaGold because we have these world-class assets. I mean, Donlin Creek and Galore Creek are both in the top 3% of global gold deposits. So they really are exceptional assets. They're all in North America, so we've got that low geopolitical risk. You know exactly what you're getting into working in Alaska and British Columbia. The governments and the communities support mining. But we've also got world-class partners. We're partnered with Barrick at Donlin Creek, 50-50, and with Teck at Galore Creek, 50-50. And you know that those partners have the expertise and the experience to help us advance these projects toward production, which is our ultimate goal.
Sure. You know, one thing I want to bring out that I guess to add a little bit of fuel to the fire of your discussion, but Bob Moriarty, Jimmy Rogers, Clyde Harrison, all of these guys have been very, very big for about the last two or three years on what they call investing in things, and things being hard assets. And Bob Moriarty of 321 Gold mentioned to me, he said, I think that's where the investment is really going to be over the next few years. And I said, well, Bob, things is great, but you're talking about gold bullion, silver bars, gold coins, etc. And he said, no. He said, you misunderstand. He said, by things, he said, I'm talking about investing in companies that actually have assets in the ground, proven assets in the ground. We're not talking here about pie in the sky of, maybe a drill program is going to result in this and maybe it'll result in this. We're talking about proven assets that are backed up by Canadian National Instrument 43-101 numbers, which are under penalty of law, 100% accurate. Okay, having said that, and that's the direction right now that the market is going in. My wife and I, as everyone knows, our listeners know, are very, very heavily invested in the resource industry, and we have chosen, sure, we have some silver and we have a certain amount of gold, but far and away the majority of our capital is involved in the securities of companies like NovaGold. And the reason we do that is simply because of everything you just said. The leverage factor is fantastic. You know, you brought out one thing that I think it's important is that you're not only provided leverage by the direction of the price of gold, whether it goes up or down. Right now we're in very definitely an upward trend, but there are also other things that are very, very critical in terms of how a stock in your industry performs. And joint venture partners like you have definitely are associated with a high performing stock. Let me ask you this real quick. We got about 2 minutes left here. What's going to happen? What are you guys doing for the next couple, 3 months or so?
Well, the rest of this year, it's really just putting our strategy in place to make sure that we can advance these projects to production. That's our goal. So we just had our strategy meeting with the entire team a couple weeks ago where we sit down and say, what are our goals and objectives? How are we going to get there? What does everybody need to do on an individual and department basis to ensure that we get to where we want to go? The biggest news that's going to be coming out of the company in sort of the near term will, of course, be the Galore Creek pre-feasibility study, which is scheduled for the second quarter of next year. Because it's a high-profile project. It's in British Columbia. There hasn't been a big mine that's gone ahead for quite a while in BC, so it's a big deal for the government and the communities. It's a big deal for us because it's a significant gold and copper deposit. And when you've got that copper in there, too, of course, the cost to mine your gold go pretty much to zero because the copper pays for that. So it's got the potential to be a very substantial production and cash flow potential coming out of that project. And I think the market, our investors, but also the province of BC, is really waiting to see what's that pre-feasibility study going to look like, what are the capital costs going to be for the project, what are the construction and production estimates. And I think that's going to be very significant news in the first half of next year. And then we'll have the Donlin Creek feasibility study that's going to be revised to include the natural gas pipeline. So that will also really just be kind of a stamp on the project. It's an update saying, yes, this is the way it's going to go, and then we can go ahead and file permit applications for that project. And that's big news as well, because once you've got your permit applications filed, we've done 13, 14 years of work up there, working with the local communities, collecting baseline data, working with the regulators. So we're in really good shape to just be able to step through that permitting process and move that project ahead. And it's going to be one of the largest gold mines in the world when it's in production. So big news for the company as well, having those permit applications filed and feasibility revision completed.
You know, I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure here, NovaGold is a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you click on their banner, you can get all of the information that you would want about this company. You get getting information on your own is really, really critical in our business. You know, you don't want to listen to rumors. You don't want to listen to hot tips, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you want to do your own research. And if you have any interest in a company, you know, in NovaGold specifically, click on that banner. I also want to say, please don't construe this as being investment advice, because it definitely is not. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and neither is Roland. We talk about these companies for a couple of reasons. The main one is most of you folks who are listening to this program are interested in hard assets. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of companies out there. You have to invest in the ones that you choose, and you need exposure to those companies. Roland, thank you so much.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with my co-hosts on the Economics Report, which airs on the Business Talk Radio Network, Clyde Harrison and Steve Carr. You know, you guys, I have a pretty active blog on our website, and I made a comment in my daily editorial on September 22nd where I said, quote, my daily editorial today dealt with my views on the end of the recession. I guess that it is theoretically over, but that does not mean we are on easy street yet. And we got a couple of responses to that, which I wanted to address with you guys. One of them is, a fellow said, and I'm quoting here, if the government truly believes the recession was over in June 2009, why have they thought it necessary to spend over $1 trillion in supposed stimulation since then? Answer one, either the government apparently believed their own bogus numbers or the statement of recession ended was bogus propaganda. Answer two, the supposed spending for stimulation was not actually spent on stimulation but in union paybacks and control/power grabs. And then I received another comment on that where the fellow who responded said Warren Buffett told us today on CNBC that he thinks the U.S. is still in a recession and that this recession will go on for some time. You see, Al, you're not alone. Well, I'm not alone, but let's talk about the first comment. Clyde, what do you think about that one?
Well, I wrote right after the stimulus bill was put into law that 85% of it was payoff for the people that helped Obama get elected and political pork, and 15% was stimulus, that it would do nothing for the economy, and it hasn't. Secondly, I would point to the Federal Reserve Board's 2 most recent meetings. If they're talking about quantitative easing too, it's a sense the Federal Reserve Board doesn't think we're out of the recession. The QE2, by the way, is not a ship. It's a boatload full of money they're going to spill on the economy.
Steve, you had an interesting experience yesterday flying out to San Francisco. You were talking to someone on the airplane who was telling you about just a really, really interesting, you know, twist on this stimulus thing in California. Can you share that with the listeners, please?
Yeah, you know, Al, one of the things that's disconcerting to me is that we have a president right now who promises, and then we don't see the delivery. And one of the big promises has been putting money into environmental alternatives, which, of course, we believed in way before it was politically popular,
right,
by investing in Clipper Wind and so forth. And he's in biomass, which is basically manure that you turn into methane. And the federal government gave the state of California $44 million to develop more biomass because we only have 200 plants in this country, whereas Europe has about 1,000 plants. Of that $44 million, $6 million went into biomass, and the rest of it went to governmental employees in Sacramento. We also have a president who said that the unemployment rate would not go above 8%. We know that's not accurate. We also have a president who said Obamacare would not cost anything in increased premiums and insurance. We all know now that that's not true. I mean, it's time, Al, for me, you know, to me, for this president to man up, to be a Harry Truman-type president and say the buck stops here, and to admit that even during the Bush years, when he was a U.S. senator, where he was, you know, on board with all of this stimulus and other nonsense that's gone on, that he was a part of the problem. You know, he just didn't inherit the problem. He helped create the problem. And in my world, in my life, in the real world, people can really start to see significant change when they own up to their part in it. I don't see that happening yet with this administration. They're still talking about Bush a year and a half later. And I'm not a big Bush supporter, you know that. In fact, I left the Republican Party, so I'm not a defender of Bush. I'm just a guy who wants real solutions.
I have maintained for a long time that this problem didn't begin with Bush. It didn't begin with Clinton. It began a long time ago. There are some fundamental flaws, I think, in our society right now. And I think those fundamental flaws started back in the 60s. That's when we got, you know, the philosophy of instant gratification is okay. It's all about me. I can spend money that I don't have because I'll get, you know, because I can use credit. That didn't just occur with individuals, as we all know. That also occurred with businesses. That also occurred with the government. I think we need to make some fundamental changes, and whether President Obama spearheads those changes or his predecessor spearheads the changes or whoever spearheads the changes, somebody has to say, we're in trouble, this is why we're in trouble, and this is what we have to do. Whether or not the recession is officially over right now really doesn't make one whit of difference. We are in trouble, right or wrong.
We're in deep trouble. It's just a question of how much pain and how quick it's over.
Yeah.
I'll give you some numbers that came out today. Since the start of recession, federal government employment up 10%. State government minus one-tenth. Local government minus nine-tenths.
Yeah.
Private sector minus 6.8%. Federal government jobs up 198,100, state government minus 6,000, local government minus 128,000, private sector minus 7,837,000. There's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
The mess started, in my opinion, when Lyndon Johnson came up with a statement, you're not responsible for your own failure. They took that to mean, first of all, the Great Society, but it's spread around to businesses. General Motors is not responsible for its own failure, and certainly not the unions, according to Obama. No, the bondholders are the ones who watch their contract get illegally ruined.
Yeah.
So that's where we are today. You know, I do not expect Obama to correct any of this. He likes this. He thinks more people will come to government for help, which means they come to him. So it's a question of when we absorb the pain.
You know, Steve, you and I have had some interesting interviews on our programs. We spoke with Sharon Engel on two or three occasions, who was running against Harry Reid down in Nevada. We spoke with a gentleman by the name of Edward Gonzalez, who's running for Congress out of the San Jose area. We spoke with John Dennis, interviewed John Dennis, who is running against Nancy Pelosi. The thing that I don't understand, okay, and let's just take Sharon as an example, because we spent a lot of time with her down in Las Vegas, you know, one-on-one, in person, etc. The woman, in my opinion, is absolutely, you know, number one, the identification that the press gives her, that a lot of the press gives her, is absolutely 100% inaccurate, okay, purely and simply. And you and I know that because you and I chatted with her and her husband, you know, at length. We got to know her. We got to know her philosophy, etc. It strikes me, I mean, God, maybe I'm nuts, but it strikes me that the philosophy of people like Sharon Engel is just pure and simple common sense, and yet the press are absolutely portraying her as being insane.
That's true to a large extent that they are, Al. You know, I just hammered away on Obama, but now I'm going to hammer on the Republicans, Al.
And a minute.
Clyde, uh-huh. Say that the Pledge for America is nonsense. It doesn't address entitlements and Social Security. It doesn't address our major problems. And to me, Alan Clyde, this is round two for me. I got involved in the 80s. Contract for America. Good people like Sharon Engel pledged this, that, and the other. Very few of them followed. We have not only a corrupt financial system that goes way back, we have a corrupt political system that goes way back. And when good people get involved, even with the Republican Party, they get commandeered with their values and so forth. And we need to see radical fundamental change systemically.
Yeah. I would agree 100%. I think we do need to see some change, and I think if that change doesn't occur, I think that we're in trouble. I don't think that we're going to get out of this mess. I would have to say that, sure, it bothers me, but at my stage in life, you know what really concerns me more than anything, Steve? My kids and your kids and Clyde's kids. We need to make some changes. We need to make changes that work. And what I would say to our listeners is, you know what? Get out there, voice your opinion, and vote for who you think can help our country. Going to be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.